Hello, friends, and welcome once again to 7 Minutes with God. 7 Minutes with God, short sermons geared to help you start your day or end your day. And now, part two of The Devil Made You Do It. The Devil Made You Do It. When last we spake, the indwelling Holy Spirit gave me utterance to disclose the devil's plan for not only mankind, but also for God himself. Know we not that at one time Satan was the angel Lucifer, the grandest and most powerful angel of all the angels God had before him? There was none so righteous, none so fair as Lucifer, next to God, of course. But even in his perfection, Lucifer became filled with pride, a pride so great that he thought himself able to overshadow the very one that created him. We're going to turn in our Bibles to Isaiah 14. If you would come along with me, please, to Isaiah 14. Then we will discover something that we didn't really know, perhaps. I know I wasn't too sure about it, but Isaiah 14 is very clear about it. Isaiah 14, and we'll read verses 12 to 15. All right. Isaiah 14, beginning in verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Wow. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And verse 15, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Wow, you heard it. You heard it right from his own mouth. I will. As powerful as Lucifer was, and still is today, yet he who created him is far more powerful indeed. Now the question in your mind might be this, then if Lucifer the devil is so powerful, why would God cast him down to earth, all the time knowing that we, his creation, would be subjected to his massive power and indifference? Again, may I remind you at the start, that God's ways are not our ways. And secondly, God would test our free will. He would. God didn't want a world filled with human robots. He wanted us to come to him of our own free will. In so doing, this would not only demonstrate our faith, but also show God how much we truly love him. Concerning the devil, the Word of God tells us in James 4, verse 7, to submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That's in James 4, verse 7. I beg you to listen, folks. I beg you to listen, and I cannot stress this enough, for I know of what I speak here. That old devil has no power over righteousness. No, he doesn't. This is why you should not hesitate to give your life to Jesus Christ through repentance and faith, believing in the gospel of salvation. Therein is the righteousness of God. The devil has no power over that. Now listen carefully, and this is very important, and it's the only way we can have the victory over the devil. Give your life to Christ. Repent and believe and put on the whole armor of God. Then, and only then, will the third person of the Trinity, the blessed Holy Spirit, come to dwell within you. Once the Holy Spirit enters in, then you are sealed by the hand of God unto the day of redemption, when Christ will come and receive you unto himself. Wow! Now remember what I said, that the devil has no power over righteousness. None. Now, if you go to Romans 3:10, the Word of God saith, as it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. Clearly this means that we have no righteousness of our own. Why? Because we are overcome by that old sin nature. But through the great sacrifice of Christ on the cross, His righteousness was imputed to all who will come by faith believing in Him. Isn't that wonderful? As Ebenezer Scrooge so aptly put it in the Christmas Carol, while he danced about, after believing in Christ, I feel as light as a feather, he said. I feel as light as a feather. You know, it's that easy. It's that simple. He who is in Christ is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now listen. Listen to this and I'll close. When Jesus shed his precious blood on the cross at Calvary, it was his blood that would cover not only your sins, but the sins of the whole world. That's right, the entire world. But unless by faith you repent and believe and receive, you'll continue to be easy prey for that old devil. Once you're under the blood of Christ, the devil has no more dominion over you. Oh, he'll drop by once in a while and try to entice God's children with some of his fun things going on in his world. However, you can be assured of this one thing. He can't have you. He can't have you. You belong to another. His name is Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in again next time for another 7 minutes with God.